1027.
And finally, it's World Breastfeeding Awareness Week, a time when we're reminded of the many benefits breastfeeding offers: essential nutrition, bonding, and immune protection for babies. Over the next few days here on Hot 1027, we'll be looking into the kind of support every mother needs while hearing from experts, advocates, and mums who've shared their stories with us. Hot 1027's Natasha Thorpe has more.
From the moment you meet your child, your instinct is to nurture and protect that tiny new life. If you're lucky, your baby gets to nurse from you almost immediately. Meet Raisa, a mother of three who, like many new moms, assumed breastfeeding would come naturally.
The first 3 weeks, I struggled a lot. I was formula feeding him and breast milk pumping, but there was a lot of pain. I would feel extremely stressed every time my child needed to feed.
And like nearly every mom out there, Raisa thought she was doing something wrong.
I think women perceive it as something that happens naturally. And while it is a natural process, I don't think it's always easy. I think you have to learn how to do it, and your baby has to learn. Only after going to a lactation consultant was I able to breastfeed properly.
Raisa's lactation consultant also revealed something most of us never think about. Breastfeeding knowledge used to be passed from mother to daughter, but somewhere along the way, that chain broke.
She explained to me that because of the rise in formula, it wasn't common practice anymore for a mom to teach her daughter. That knowledge wasn't being passed down, and I think there's a lot of misinformation around breastfeeding.
And while Raisa was figuring it out, she was also dealing with something called DMER, or dysphoric milk ejection reflex. It's a hormonal reaction during letdown that triggers sudden waves of sadness or anxiety.
I still do experience DMER, where you feel almost like a nausea or like a negative emotion for a few seconds when the letdown happens. So that on top of postpartum, it was a really negative time for me. And until I learned how to do it properly, I was very close to giving up.
For some, breastfeeding is a wonderful experience. For others, it's difficult. Stay with us on Hot 1027 as we continue to tell honest stories with expert opinion, because it's okay if it's hard. You're not alone, and help is out there. Natasha Thorpe, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.